Thanks, Brad. Good morning. A CHP officer assigned to Highway 101 just south of the Indianola cutoff was stopped on the right-hand shoulder in the southbound lanes with his red lights flashing, alerting motorists to the lane closures. A black Volkswagen Jetta, driven by Dirk Loma of Arcata, came speeding by, passing other vehicles in the slow lane and driving erratically in the safety zone. CHP officer on patrol pulled Loma's car over at the Slough Bridge and then called for a second officer in order to conduct a sobriety check. Loma failed and was arrested and booked into jail on suspicion of driving under the influence. Congressman Mike Thompson will hold a telephone town hall meeting tomorrow night from 7 o'clock until 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. If you would like to participate, contact the congressman's office, and all constituents of Thompson's district are encouraged to take part. The Eureka Police Department is investigating another unexplained death. On Saturday, officers responded to the 1600 block of G Street after receiving reports of a deceased person at the site. Officers found an adult male who had suffered from injuries that were apparently not self-inflicted. Officers searched the man's apartment and interviewed neighbors at the scene. An autopsy has been scheduled on the body to determine the cause of death, and the name on the victim has not been released, yet pending notification of next of kin. Anyone with information is asked to contact Detective Todd Wilcox at the Eureka Police Department. Reporter Dan Squire has information about another fatality in Trinity County. Here's Dan.
The Trinity County Sheriff's Department reports that a 20-year-old McKinleyville resident fell from a houseboat on the Trinity Lake Saturday morning and drowned. A group of seven adults were sleeping on the boat south of Cedar Dock when Jaron Bettendorf, who was sleeping on the roof, fell, struck his head, and then fell into the water. At around 3:30 in the morning, members of the sheriff's search and rescue team recovered Bettendorf's body, and an investigation into his death has begun.
Thanks, Dan. In another vehicle-related incident from the Fortuna Police Department, officers responded to the Safeway parking lot Sunday afternoon. Multiple witnesses report that a woman had just run over a man in the parking lot. When officers arrived on scene, they contacted the 20-year-old Jessica Riley, who lives in Cutton. Officers learned that Riley and her boyfriend had been engaged in an argument at a nearby gas station. The boyfriend left the scene on foot, accompanied by a friend, 20-year-old Marco Alvarez. Riley wasn't willing to let matters stand and is accused of trying to run over both men in the Safeway parking lot. The boyfriend, whose name has not been released, managed to evade Riley's pickup, but Alvarez did not, and he was struck and knocked down. He was treated and released after suffering moderate injuries, and Riley, who also had her small child in the truck with her, was arrested, booked on several charges, including assault with a deadly weapon and child endangerment. More KINS News, it's after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
The Fortuna Police Department conducted another DUI saturation patrol over the weekend. Officers stopped 25 cars and tested six drivers for signs of being under the influence. Five of those drivers, Ashley Peterson, Nanette Tucker, Justin Byram, Todd Anderson, and James Fulton, were all arrested on suspicion of DUI, and their vehicles were towed. The patrols coincide with the final weekend of the Fortuna Rodeo and are a part of the Fortuna Police Department's ongoing traffic safety campaign to remove impaired and dangerous drivers from city streets. The County Department of Veterans Affairs is warning of scams that target veterans. The group may be illegally charging fees to obtain confidential information, as well as asking veterans to purchase financial or legal services in order to be eligible for veterans benefits. Federal law governs who may legally represent and assist veterans with benefits, and those parties must be accredited by the Veterans Administration General Counsel, and those who are never charge fees when assisting veterans in obtaining benefits that they earned while on duty. So if you spot a possible scam, please contact Adult Protection Services at the county. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.